Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Have you ever watched a performance on stage and just thought, wow, they are so talented. I wonder how they got their start. In many cases, the creative foundation is laid by local arts programs, supporting artists early in their passion and fine-tuning their talents. In Sacramento, the Young Actor Stage has spent the better part of two decades preparing youth for a future in the arts. And two alumni have taken their careers far beyond Sacramento. They're returning to the theater company as adults for a special performance this weekend at the very stage where it all began. We're going to give you a little taste of what's in store. We're introducing Anna Riley Portal.
I guess I can't believe you really came. And that we're sitting on this pier. See, I'm smiling. Means I'm happy that you're here.
And here's Peter Cinceri.
Though I don't know what tomorrow's bringing, I've got a singular impression things are moving too fast. I'm glide and smooth as a figure skater. I'm riding hot as a rocket blast. I just expected it 10 years later. I got a singular impression things are moving too fast.
And the musical is The Last 5 Years. It is taking place at the 24th Street Theater at the Sierra 2 Center in Curtis Park, Saturday, July 18th and Sunday, July 19th. Anna and Peter, join us now. Welcome. What a treat.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So let's just start back from the very, very beginning. When did you two get bitten by musical theater, the acting, and performing? Anna?
The first time, I believe it was, I was watching 42nd Street. It was a teenage production, and my parents looked over to me, and I was almost falling off my seat because I was so engaged with what was going on stage, and they knew that I had caught the bug then, and I have been in theater ever since, and that was when I was, I believe, 5 years old.
Wow. How about you, Peter?
Well, I had a very short career as a t-ball player, and my parents signed me up for all kinds of different sports, and I would just, like, I would sit in the outfield and pick at grass and kind of sing songs to myself. But then the Young Actor Stage came to my school. In elementary school, I was 7 years old, and then the first show I did there, I was immediately hooked.
For someone who hasn't heard of the Young Actor Stage, what is this theater company? Help us visualize all the work that it does for, you know, arts and young people here in Sacramento.
Well, it's the head of the company is Leora Singerman, and she's just a fantastic director. And the way she runs this company is just so beautiful. I mean, she really treats all these young actors from like all ages so professionally, and you get such a well-rounded like education in the world of theater. And so she goes around to different elementary schools, and she also has more like main stage productions. And she'll take the kids all the way through the rehearsal process to the performances.
Wow, that sounds like just so special. I mean, Anna, what did Young Actor Stage, like this program, mean for you when you were really young and you had this passion but didn't really know where to take it?
Yeah, it was truly incredible. It was really the place that I found my confidence as a performer for the first time. It was Leora Singerman gave me my first lead role as a kid, and that's really where I started to flourish. She has this incredible ability to lead with kindness, all the while pushing her actors to be the best that they can as people and as performers.
I mean, did the both of you, like, early on as children, I mean, you obviously had a passion for the arts and theater and performing, but did you know that you wanted to make a career out of it? When did you have that realization?
I had that realization maybe in the third grade when science class got a little harder because I wanted to be a vet and then I wanted to be a singing vet. And then I realized, oh, the math part of the science is not really my thing. I think I'm just going to stick to the singing bit. And that's where it all started.
How about you, Peter?
You know, I wasn't quite sure. And there comes that point at the end of high school where you're like, you know, what is the most important to me? And I had been doing like 3 young actor stage shows a year since I was 7. And I was like, this is what I love. And that's where I, you know, took it from there.
And both of you live in New York, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, Peter, you are soon going to be going overseas, right?
Yes, I am. I actually got accepted into the Royal Academy of Music. So I just graduated my 2-year acting program in New York City, and I moved home, and I'm doing this show, and then I'm packing up in a month, and I'm going to London.
Oh, what a big moment. Did you two cross paths at the Young Actor stage? Did you perform together?
We did, yes. We crossed paths while we did The Music Man. I was Miriam Peru, and Peter
was Harold Hill. Yeah,
yes. And it was really fun.
So let's actually just get a little taste of the musical. I mean, the musical is pretty well known the last 5 years. What's so special to you about this production? What drew you to this musical?
I think it's an incredible story because the couple is actually never on stage together except for the wedding number and the end number. And they really only interact in the wedding. The rest of it, they are in their own timeline because the wife starts at the end of the relationship and the husband starts at the beginning of the relationship. And I think that it is such a brilliant concept because it never forces the audience to pick a side, because the song is always being sung to the audience, and so the audience feels like the other person. And I think that that is such an incredible way of, you know, letting someone in on the intimacies and intricacies of a relationship.
Yeah, like a relationship, even a breakup, it's not always black and white.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there can be a duality. I mean, the last 5 years has developed a pretty devoted following among performers and musical theater fans. I mean, what draws you to it, Peter?
What I've really connected with the most, especially like spending so much time with this music now, is it's really focused on, you know, two artists in their 20s and kind of the challenges of that, especially in a big city and trying to balance relationships while you're trying to build this career. And I think that I really connected with that because there's lots of challenges in New York, you know, and lots of things to overcome.
So you're playing Jamie.
Yes.
Who's Jamie? Help us visualize who this character is.
Well, he starts the show. He's a young writer. He's very ambitious, and he's very lucky because he gets a lot of success very early on. And so lots of the show is about how he manages that and how it does get in the way of his relationship and influences that.
Were there some parallels between Jamie and you, or did you have to do a lot of digging to prepare for this character?
You know, honestly, I did have to do a lot of digging. He is, he's kind of full of himself, and I don't think I share that.
And so, Anna, you're playing Kathy. Tell us about her.
Yeah, so she's an aspiring actress in New York City, and her whole dilemma is trying to catch up to Jamie's success. I think that her, you know, the meat of her role is where she has to balance being happy for her partner, but also, you know, making peace with maybe a lot of the jealousy she's feeling.
What kind of preparation did you have to do? Were there a lot of parallels between you and the character, or like Peter, you know, you had to do some digging?
With the aspiring acting part or actor part, you know, definitely not. I feel very parallel to that. With some of the jealousy toward the partner, you know, not so much. I have a partner who's very successful in what he does, and I'm so happy for him. But the, you know, the aspiring part, definitely, I feel that.
What was it like, or is it like, because it's happening this week, to perform together again? I mean, when you first performed together, you were children or teenagers, and now you have these careers and more experience. What was it like to join forces again?
It was amazing, yeah. I was 11 years old when we did our first show together. And so coming back, and especially doing a show that was very mature and, you know, about how a relationship grows. Like, having that foundation with your scene partner is just a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Anna?
Yeah, it was so easy to be comfortable. I never, like, we only have a week of rehearsals, and it didn't feel, or it hasn't so far felt too short in that, like, oh, I don't know my scene partner, you know, this is still awkward. We never had that because we have such a strong foundation as friends.
And you just had a rehearsal yesterday. I'm sure you're going to have many more ahead
of the
actual, like, opening the musical this weekend. How has it been going? How has rehearsal been? We got a little taste in the intro.
Yes. It's been going well. It's been challenging, but in a very good way. It's been very eye-opening, and it's an incredible... I've been really enjoying the collaboration.
How does it feel to come back to Sacramento? I mean, we do have a lot of artists and creatives in Sacramento that come on the show. There's just such a wealth of talent here, and it's a tight-knit community. I mean, of course, you went off to, like, the Big Apple. You know, I would imagine there's a lot of competition. It's really fast-paced. But what does it feel like to do this art that you love so much back at home?
That's a beautiful question. I mean, yeah, Sacramento has just always been so special to me, and it's where it all started. So, and like, the history of like, creativity in the arts, especially with Leora Singerman coming back and doing that, is great.
Agreed. It's very nice to come back to, like you said, such a tight-knit community, and since there is such a big love of theater in this city, I've really, like, realized that, having, you know, I've seen a lot of this country, and there's really nothing like it. The way that this community really comes around local arts is incredible. So it's very refreshing being here.
So finally, what does the future hold for you, Anna?
Well, I've been auditioning, I'm teaching my voice lessons, and we shall see. We will see what my agents bring on the table next.
Yeah, the future is very
exactly.
bright.
Exactly, you never know with this career.
Right, and Peter, of course, you're going to the Royal Academy of Music in London this fall, but if people want to hear you sing, you actually perform at the Limelight in East Sacramento off Alhambra, right? Some Fridays and Saturdays until you actually take off overseas.
Yes, that's right. I'm there almost every Friday and Saturday until the end of August.
At 6:30 p.m.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for joining us. It's going to be a great time this weekend.
Thank you. Yes, we're looking forward to it.
Anna Riley Portal and Peter Cinceri, they are performing in the musical The Last 5 Years. It is taking place at the 24th Street Theater at Sierra 2 Center. That's in Sacramento in the neighborhood of Curtis Park. It is happening this weekend, Saturday, July 18th and Sunday, July 19th. It's recommended for ages 13 and up, and general admission is $25. We have a link to tickets if you're interested on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you want to give us a shout out or a comment, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.